imagine how that sounds to the Father when we say to Him, all I want is you. We live in a nation that seems to want to turn its back on God, but there's a people who are crying out and saying, all I want. I'm not after the blessings, I'm not after the things, I'm after the presence of God. All I want. Because when you get God, you get everything else that you need. All I want is you, Lord. You can seek after things but miss God. But if you seek after God, the things will come. All I want.
Good evening, everyone. How are we all doing? Appreciate you coming online. I want us to always be punctual so that we could start hitting the ground running rather than trying to boot with the worship songs that we have. All right, I really want us to have more time to, you know, go spiritual together. We do this just once in a week, and I want you to give attention at least, all right, to the 1 hour and in that we have together. Hallelujah. All right, the activity that has been on the page, I believe starting from today, has been the fact that Sister Dani and Sister Dupe have been reaching out to many of us, all right, for our details, your name, occupation, birthdays and all that. And that's because I want us to resume celebrating ourselves again on the page. All right, I want us to celebrate each other, and so that's why I'm asking that we have all of that. And apart from that, the location also helps me to plan with you better. All right, it's important that we find a way of connecting from time to time, you know. And if you notice this year, I really haven't made so much demands on the fact that we need to read books. We need to, you know, do assignments and things like that. Those are deliberate, all right? So I don't want us to take this few times that we have together for granted. There's so much to learn, and I'm always here with you on Fridays. So I need you to give attention to that time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's begin, you know, tonight what we have. Tonight, as I'm sure you must have seen the topic, it's still on the authority of a believer, but this time around, we're praying, all right? We're praying tonight. But before we pray, I just want us to see some scriptures together. We're going to look at it, and then we pray, okay? But now, one thing I need you to know is that a lot of times when the believer prays, he must pray in confidence, yeah. You must learn to pray in confidence. Why? Because all that you are praying concerning, or better still, all the scriptures is saying to us is that these things have been done in Christ Jesus. So you and I are praying, all right, you know, to release our faith to receive those things that have been done for us in Christ Jesus. So first and foremost, Bible says that when you come to the Lord, you must come to Him, you know, boldly. All right, that's how we come to the throne. We come to the throne of grace bold. We don't come to the throne of grace pitied. We go there, you know, we go there knowing, all right, that our Father is on our side, and our Father has done all that He wants us to enjoy. So that confidence has got to be risen in your heart. So every time you go to God in prayer, you must go in confidence that I'm going to pray. You know, when it's like when you tell somebody, I will pray about this thing. It's a very good threat. I love it. You tell somebody, I'm going to pray about this, and the person say, I go and pray. You have the confidence that every time I open my mouth to pray, my Father hears me. Amen. So every time you say, I want to go and pray, have that confidence that what I'm about to tell God, He hears me already. Even before I start praying, Bible says that we should ask, we should seek, and we should knock, and the door shall be opened. Amen. That's Matthew 7:7. You know, we should ask, seek, and knock, because the doors are already opened. You and I must have that faith
that each time you go to God in prayer, the doors are opened to you. The answers will come to you. You would know what to do. You would advance in life. The words that you speak, their spirit and their life, the revelation of God's word will do you well. It will do you good. Your testimonies will be given back to all over again. Your life will be transformed. You can't remain the same way you have always been. You cannot remain the same way men have known you to be. Those that knew you then do not know you now. Why? Because grace is upon you. All right? Grace is upon you to function according to grace. So you stand in the comfort, in the confidence of who you are, whose you are, whose you serve. Hallelujah. Who you serve. You serve God. That's the confidence that I have because I know that I serve God. A woman or a man of God that knows that he serves God, giving his life to God, or giving priority to the things of the Spirit, and in the midst of all that he's going on around him, his career, his all of that, listen, that confidence is what you bring to the altar. That's what the confidence is what you bring to talking to the Father, no matter where you are, whether you're in the toilet, in the marketplace, in your car, on the road, in a commercial vehicle. You know that once you open your mouth, oh my God, God hears you. It's a confident, it's a beautiful place to be. Your belief system is like, you know, it's like you believe other things and you know for sure. You know, when you believe something, there's a way you talk. That confidence that you have when you talk, I want you to have the same confidence when you pray. Have that same confidence. Once I pray about this matter, I don't tell people when I pray about this matter, because when I pray, me, I know. I should not just pray. But when I pray, I know God hears me. You know, in my conversation with the Father, when I say conversation with the Father, it's that you are having a gist, yeah, let's call it a gist. You're gisting with God, you know, so you're talking to him about some of the things that you are noticing, and then you're listening to hear from him the things that you don't know that he wants to tell you. You're opening your ears to him. You're opening your heart to him. You're telling him, Lord, I want to know what you are saying concerning this matter. You're having conversation, but listen, every conversation is a kind of prayer. It's a beautiful relationship. You know, you're in a place whereby you're telling yourself, things are not the way I expect them to be. Why? God, why? What am I not doing right? And the more you're doing that, you know, you are conscious. You're not complaining. Listen, there's a difference between you talking to God about situations and you complaining about the situation. I'm not talking about complain here. I'm talking about a sincere conversation. The same way we will say that the heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man availeth more. That's the same way you say a heartfelt, continuous conversation. Oh my God, hallelujah. Of a righteous man. It's a conversation in prayer. So it's not a one-time experience of, let's go and pray because they asked us to pray. No, they shouldn't ask you to pray. Amen. You should want to pray. You should miss prayer. You should tell yourself, I've not talked to God the way I have to talk to him. If you are here with me, you have noticed that I have been taking you on a journey of 1 hour prayer. By now, you should be able to practice 1 hour prayer by yourself. This shows that you are developing. It shows that you are here with me and you are learning the rudiments and you are putting in place these things into your life. We teach the word, but yet I pray with you. Because, listen, the prayer and the word goes together. You know the word to pray the word. Amen. You know the word to bring confidence to you. You know the word to bring hope of the things that you are expectant of. You know the word to stir up faith on your inside. That what the words I'm about to release, Jesus said it. So I'm saying it just the same way Jesus said it. And every time the enemy hears you, like I taught you when we're dealing with the teaching on the authority of the believer, every time the devil hears you, he hears the one that has defeated him before. Why? You are in Christ. Hallelujah. He that is in Christ will move like Christ, will walk like Christ, will talk like Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You must get, so if you can do all that, then that means you must get results like Christ. This is our life. Child of God, Wake up to the reality of the fact that I've got to have confidence in my words. And that's the reason why you and I cannot joke anyhow. I'm not asking you to be serious and not have fun. I'm simply saying that your joke must be good. You can have jokes now, but it doesn't have to be jokes that even yourself, you know that you just said something wrong. They are beautiful, excellent jokes. I love jokes. All right? When I hear good ones, I laugh. But when I hear ones that are, you know, having something to do with integrity or something, I mean, there's nothing to laugh about. It's carnal communication. Bible says that a bad company will corrupt good moral. A bad company will speak wrong words. So you need to be consistent in your mind with the things that you are learning. When I say consistent, I mean that you're hearing God's word. Your action must not be different from what you're hearing. Your behavior must not be different from what you're hearing. And that's why the Bible says that you must be the hearer and the doer of his word. You can't be the hearer and not be the doer. If you are not the doer, then you are only deceiving yourself. That's what scripture says, James chapter 1, from verse 22. You are just deceiving yourself. You deceive yourself. So that means that the testimony that you are expecting is also in the arena of being deceived. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are expecting something to happen, but you are deceiving yourself. How will this thing happen? You to think about it. It will never happen. Why? You are not. There's no corresponding action. Oh, glory to God. God's word needs you to correspond. God's word needs you to practice. God's word needs you to believe. God's word needs you never to doubt. Every time you do all of these things, there is no result that will come from it. We need results, and that's the reason why we do what we do. Your result is important because of what you do. So every other person may do every other thing outside there, but you know what you do. You know that you are God's. You know that the things of God matters to you. You know that you pick the scriptures and you labor in prayer with it. So you can reproduce your testimonies anytime. People out there, some of them cannot reproduce because some of them came as a miracle. Some of them came as somebody doing something on their behalf. All of those things. And then some of them came as a negative world, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, every other thing that is not, you know, God's result is negative inclined. It's carnality. But you knew how you got it. You prayed your way into victory. Hallelujah. You prayed your way into the testimony. You prayed your way into the answer. So you know how you got it. You can always reproduce it. So when you testify knowing that this is what I did. I am not sure of what God did, but I know that God answered me. That is what is important. Because a lot of times we want to analyze how we do what we did and the way we... Sometimes God bypasses all of that because some of those actions are even ignorant. Yeah, there are some ignorant texture in some of these things. So I need you to wake up. Oh, glory to God. You've got to wake up. You've got to wake up. Wake up and tell yourself. Wake up and tell yourself that this is who you are. Oh, glory to God. I said, this is who you are. You are the new creation. You are a child of God. God loves you enough to send Jesus to die for you. Bible says he first loved us before we ever thought of loving him. He first loved us. The person that first loves you will do anything for you. Meaning, if he can do all that he said he would do, then you must have confidence and faith in the things that he said he would do. That means you must read the Bible. Because it's from the word of God that you will know what he said and what he's doing or what he has done. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the things I'm saying tonight is to help you know that your confidence in prayer has got to be risen. Don't pray like every other person prays because you are desperate. No, pray because you know that what you are talking to God already about has been settled. Bible says it has blessed us with all things that pertains to life and godliness. All things. What is the prayer you want to pray now? It has come as an answer already in the word of God. Why do we search the scripture? We search the scripture so that we will know what God has said. We search the scripture to see the, to receive confidence and to receive hope for the things that we are in expectation for. All right. I want us to take us on this journey of faith teaching. By God's grace, from next week, we're going to be looking at, you know, faith teaching. The faith of the new creation. I want us to look at these things. Because when you have faith, there are so many things that you won't bother yourself about. So you can't keep thinking about something not working and expect to have, you know, and expect to have the answer to it as that it's working. No. One major thing that Abraham did that you and I must learn to do, Bible says in Romans chapter 4, he calls those things that be not as though they were. He calls those things that be. I say God calls those things that be not as though they were. And that's the reason why in Genesis, Jesus, God didn't need to see what he was saying. He only need to envision it. Immediately he envisioned it, he said, let there be, and there was. You are God's child. That's the reason, that's the way you must operate. Everything most times is not prayer. Yes. These things I'm saying tonight are some of the things that make our thinking. These are some of the things that, you know, helps our mind. So the more these things help our mind, the more you and I are able to see, oh, glory to God. We're able to see that, oh, my confidence has risen. The moment your confidence rises, by faith, you can release the word. And at that point, it will be done. Why? Because you have seen the possibilities. You have exposed your mind to information from God's word. You are allowing God's word to mark your mind. So the moment you get to that point that you are telling yourself, my God, man, there's nothing truly impossible to me. You begin, as you are saying those words, the next thing you do is, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I say that I just connect the words, what you want at that time. You have released your faith, you have spoken it out. Wait for the manifestation. That's how these things are done. We are full of faith. That's what it means. Peter, full of faith. Philip, full of faith. I mean, the disciples, full of faith. And they did marvelous things. Why? They were confident rose from within them. That what I'm about to do right now, what I want God to join me, or what I want to join God, you know, concerning right now, you know, I join my faith with God's faith. I join my faith with the things, with the scriptures. I join my faith with what God has said would happen for me. I join my faith. My confidence has risen. Let me just say this. Sometimes when I'm, in expectation for something, I don't say what I want yet. What I do is I load myself up with scriptures. So let's just use Matthew 9. You know, all things are possible to me because I believe. So I begin to say to myself, week one, first day, all things are possible to me because I believe. All things. So as I'm walking, you know, throughout the day, I'm saying to myself, all things are possible to me because I believe. All things are possible to me because I believe. All right. In the afternoon, that's morning. So in the afternoon, maybe I'm at work. I'm doing one thing or the other. You know, maybe I want to take a break. I remember again, all things are possible because I believe. All things. Did I say anything about prayer? No, I didn't say anything about prayer. I'm just telling you how I'm loading up myself with the scriptures. So every time I open my eyes and I remember, oh, yes, all things are... So I don't forget. And that's one vital part of a believer's life. You can't forget the project that you are doing. You are on a project and you are forgetting. You are not serious. When a man or a woman is serious on a project, it takes time to do what? Think about it. Find a solution. Find how to... So if we can do those things for natural things, God is saying do the same thing for the word of God. At night again, you know, before I sleep, I remember again, I tell myself, all things are possible because I believe. The next day of the same week, the third day of the same week, the fourth day of the same week, the fifth day, this is what I'm doing. I do this for 2 weeks. If another scripture comes to my heart, I add it to it. I keep saying it. You know, when I now decide, okay, now I really want to pray about this matter. I'm praying, but maybe, like I said, I've not said anything about the matter. I'm just to, I could pray about every other thing, but on that matter, I'm releasing, I'm steadily feeding myself with God's word. I'm opening the scriptures. That's another thing. Don't assume. Open the scriptures. Read it. Where is it in the Bible? Check for it. Then you read it. When you read it, you know, you are able to cut it. And sometimes, if you have not learnt the words or the from the scripture the way it is, you can paraphrase it. So every day you are thinking about the word. Every day you are allowing your mind. Every day you are speaking God's word to yourself. Every day, one scripture or two. Not too many at all. So you're just, you know, sitting down there and telling yourself, I have not said what the matter is. Remember, this is the first week, it's gone. Then I take the next week again, I say the same thing all over again to myself. I'm saying it all over to myself. You know, it comes to a time whereby maybe the second week or the third week, I don't know exactly when, you know, for it depends on the individual. I'm saying the same thing almost every day of the same week. After a while, there will be a bubbling on the inside of me. The bubbling that tells me, my God, I said all things are possible because I believe it. You know, when the word of God dawns on you, like, eh, my God, are you telling me that all things are possible because you have now gotten to a point whereby energy is now rising because of the words you have been speaking. You know, the enemy brings a challenge to you right there. You remember the word of God. You say, I say all things are possible to me because I believe. Somebody tells you no and you want a yes. At that point, you remember again, I said all things are possible to me because I believe that this thing is going to work out. So it's going to work out. So you are releasing the fullness of the word of God that you already have on your inside. You are releasing it small. All right? So these situations are happening at you. Money is not coming yourself your way. You're telling yourself, oh my God, I said all things are possible to me because I believe. Then maybe at the third week, you now release what the word is to yourself. So maybe it's money, it's a financial project. Maybe it's a health issue. Maybe at that point, see, some people get to this point and by then they are now saying what the thing is of. So right now I declare, because all things are possible because I believe. I speak concerning my health. I said today marks the last day that I will feel like this again. I said today marks the last day. Maybe you have a periodic thing that happens to you, maybe every 6 months, every 3 months, or something like that. You now release the word powerfully from your spirit, pow, to that situation. Or there's a financial crisis for the family. At that time, you release the word. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, our bills are paid. Hallelujah. Every bill that has to do with this family is paid. It's paid now. It's paid forever. Our bills are, we have favor. We declare that men show up to help us. In the name of Jesus. This deal is over. This problem is over. This lack is over. In the name of Jesus. You are really, after you have said it, all things are possible because I believe it. So you end the game by saying, because I believe, this is possible. This is a possibility in the name of Jesus. Maybe your child has been falling ill. Every time you have loaded yourself with scriptures. And one day you look at that child and you say, today I speak. I speak concerning you. I declare in the name of Jesus that these health issues end today. Why? You are confident. Maybe it's even you haven't given birth, and you have tried so many things, taking all kinds of drugs, being to all kinds of examination through different doctors. This is the time to tell yourself, let me load myself. Maybe like 1 month, you are saying the same thing over and over again, over and over. There will come a time anger will rise from you. You will know because you'll be at that point. The word is not frustration. The word is what is this nonsense? Yes, it will just, you will just get angry. It's called holy anger. You get angry, holy anger, and then you begin to say, in the name of Jesus, I speak concerning this childlessness in this family. You lay your hands upon your belly and you speak God's word. Today, whatever is not functioning in my body, begin to function. Whatever is not working accordingly, begin to work. Whatever vessel, whatever bone, whatever organ, whatever you can remember on the medical line, you place your hand on your belly and you speak it. Maybe you have been having miscarriages. Yeah, this is the time to say tonight or today, after you have loaded up yourself for some time. You know, before the next menstruation, you have counted the days, you have checked it, you know, for the women on the page. You have checked it, okay? Okay, the next menstruation is so. So between now and the next menstruation, you load up on yourself. Hallelujah. You load up on yourself. And you begin to declare, I do not expect menstruation. I expect a futos in the name of Jesus. After you have let the word of God saturate your heart, then you can release God's word. It's more powerful this way. Amen. Did you hear what I said? I said it's more powerful this way. Why? Because the authority of the believer is when the believer himself recognizes what he has in Christ Jesus. Yeah. You recognize what you have in Christ Jesus. So you are speaking God's word from the angle of your recognition. You are declaring God's word on that angle of the fact that, come on now. Come on now. I'm a child of a king. Hey, kayamakete lekete. Come on. I'm a child of the one that created the heavens and the earth. I'm the child of the one that says all things are possible to him. Oh, and then I declare also to myself, all things are possible to me because I believe him. Hallelujah. Did you see how I connected that? Because I believe God, all things are possible to me too. Amen. Amen and amen. Oh, glory to God. So you are seeing these things on this degree of the fact that I know what I am seeing. I know what I am saying. I know what I am saying. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things, whatever they are possible. I'm going to read some scriptures to us right now, tonight. I want you to look at this possibility scriptures. You need to know. See, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to believe you are hearing me and you are understanding what I'm saying tonight. Yes. My heart is big on your confidence in prayer. I don't want to do... You see, there are some religious prayer that no matter how you pray those prayers, you won't get answers. Except by the mercy of God. Yes, except by the mercy of God. There are some prayers you will pray, you will not get answers. And that's why you need to know how to pray. If you go to my Instagram page, you know, scrolling down, I talk about different prayers. I also talked about some prayers... Oh, God... I don't know. I wish you can open my heart right now. If you can open my heart right now, which I know you can't really understand. You know, there's a level of confidence right now in my heart when you are concerned. And what is it? What it is that once you are able to get what I'm saying tonight and what I've been saying for the past 3-4 weeks, your life can't remain the same again. Listen, child of God. I said your life cannot remain the same again. It's something I know. It's something I have worked in. It's something I have practiced. My life keeps moving forward because of the word of God that I practice. I'm confident of the fact that I serve God and I'm not ashamed to say it anywhere in the world. I have seen God work 1,001 times and even more than I can count for me. I've gotten testimonies, all kinds of testimonies because of God's word. Obedience is key between you and your father. And I have lived like that. Obedience. Obedience. Myself and my husband were still talking about it. So was it this morning? We're talking. We're in Ijebu Ode. Listen to what I'm saying tonight. We were in Ijebu Ode because God spoke to him and God spoke to me. Separately. Yes. God spoke to him about the land. God spoke to me separately. And today we were just remembering what God said, and, you know, to each of us.
You know, and then we're saying it. We both can remember what God said at that time. And we both told each other at that time. And today, we were remembering those words again. And we're giving God praise for what he said and what we did about moving from Lagos to Ijebu-Ode. I mean, it looks like leaving a city and going to the village. That's what it looks like to me at some point. But I didn't mind. Why? Why didn't I mind? I didn't mind not because I was in love alone, but I didn't mind because, see, this child of God that is talking to you tonight, I have started my journey from primary school days when I didn't know so much about God. I lived the same life when I was in secondary school. I lived the same life when I was in the university. All my life has been God, God, God. God relationship with me. God took me through a journey. So when he says, go to a land that I'll be sending you, just like he told Abraham, there was no need to question him. I just told my parents and I left. I left. Confidence in God produces victory. Hallelujah. I said confidence in God. Telling yourself that if God said it, then it's possible. Look at Matthew chapter 19. All right? Look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. I want you to look at it. It says here, it says, but Jesus looked at them and said to them, because this story comes from the disciples asking questions. And what did they say? They said, when his disciples heard it, what did they hear? Let's start from 23. It says, then Jesus said to his disciples, as surely I say to you, that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man. All right? Then the disciples now say, if it is hard for a rich man, and we are supposed to be rich in the kingdom. 25 now says, when his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished at the saying. Then they now ask the question, who then can be saved? Listen, Jesus said, he looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible. He says, but with God, all things are possible. Look at 27. 27 now says something I was just talking to you about. Peter now answered and said to him, see, Jesus, see now, we have left all and we have followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? We have left everything in obedience to following you. We have left our lives, the kind of life we would have lived. You're right? We have left it for the things of the world. We have left it, you know, to make sure our integrity is in place. We have left it. We left everything just to follow you. So what is there for us? It's like when people say things like, what is in it for me? So Jesus said to them, as surely I say to you, that in this regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will always sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. He says, and everyone who has left houses, brothers, sisters, or father or mother, or wife, children, or land for my... Oh God, look at that. Or lands for my sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. It says that you will do it in this life. It says, but many who are first will then be last, and the first, all right? And the last will be first. This is God talking to Russell. That when you follow me, there's a reward. There's a reward. Every time you follow me, there's a reward. And these things are possible. All right? These things are what possible. It says that it is impossible with men. Why? Because you don't have faith in what we are just talking about. But if you have faith in what we are talking about, it says that with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things. All things. All things. All things. Look at Mark chapter 9. All right, it was Mark chapter 9 I was saying to you before, all along. Mark chapter 9, not Matthew. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. He says, Jesus said to him,
If you can believe, if you can believe, he says all things are possible to him who believe. If you can believe, if you can believe and you do not doubt, if you can tell yourself, I'm believing God's word tonight. I'm believing the fact that I must have confidence when I talk to the Father. I'm believing God's word that I know who I am in Christ. And I'm listening to God talking to me. I'm giving attention and obedience to his word in my life. Then, I am truly ready. Oh, glory to God. I'm ready for the rewards that follow. There will be rewards. Listen, God might not pay you at the last day of every month like an employer or your boss. He might not even pay you at the end of 6 months or even 1 year. Let me make it worse. He might not even pay you after 5 years or 10 years. But when the Lord pays, child of God, I said when the Lord pays, you will forget that you ever went through those other 5 years, 10 years matter. You will forget it. Hallelujah. I said you will forget the experience of the old. And then you begin to look at the future before you. Lift up your hands and you say, God, I'm grateful because I obeyed, I believed, and I followed all along. This is how my life has been, child of God. This is the story of my life. Where you have confidence in the one who has called you. You have confidence in the one that you speak to. You have confidence knowing that no matter how hard the situation are, they will always turn out for your own good. Amen. Bible says all things work together for your good. It will always work together. Even bad things will work together for your good. I said that, yes. Because I have seen it in my life. Things that are bad eventually turns out to work together for my good. They eventually. So I speak to you like this tonight because I want you to have confidence in the fact that if you can do it for one, you can do it for 1,001 and more. You are not an exemption. In fact, God included you first. And that's why I say you have been accepted in the beloved. You have been accepted in the beloved. You've been accepted. You've been accepted. All right? Look at verse 27. Look at chapter 10 and verse 27 of what we looked at in Mark 10, verse 27. The same thing, right? But he says here, he says, but Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. Not with God. Men has impossibilities. Why? Because they are limited. He says, but God is unlimitless. He says, not with God. He says, for with God all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible. And then Mark 9 says that all things are possible to him that believe. You need to believe. Believe. But with God, all things are possible. And then when you believe God in Mark 9:23, you would also receive. Why? Because you believe God. All things become possible to you. People begin to wonder, why is that all things are possible to you? It's because you believe God. If you don't believe God, things will not look possible. They become impossible. Your words also will now begin to proclaim the things that you are seeing. Rather than what you are seeing, begin to say what you want. What are the things you want that you want possible in your life according to the work and the will of the Father? Say them. Did you hear what I said? I said, say them. Say that. I'm going to end on this tonight. I just want you to just, you know where you are in the scheme of things between you and God. You know. I might not know exactly where you are, but you do. You know where you are. Tonight, I just want you to lift up your hands wherever you are. Whether you're in the room, whether you're in the toilet, whether in the corridor, whether in the kitchen, wherever you are, just lift up your hands and say, Lord, all things are possible to me because I believe you tonight.
Oh, I refresh, I renew my heart all over again. I'm refreshed and I renew my heart all over again where your word is concerned. And I declare that all things are possible to me. All things are possible. I refuse to give up because that's what the enemy wants. I refuse to give up. I take authority over the things that are not working in my life. I curse the things that are not moving as well as they ought to. I stop the devices of the enemy in my life. I come against the plans and the purpose that I don't understand that the enemy is bringing around me. And I declare your word. Oh, glory to God. I declare your word. I declare your word over my situation, over my circumstances. I speak what I want. What are the things you want? Go ahead and speak what you want tonight. Speak what you want. Speak what you are looking at and you are hopeful about. Speak it into the ears of the Father. After tonight, get a scripture. Do what I'm asking you to do. Then let us have a testimony at the end of this month. I want to hear your testimony. I want to walk through you through the process of a possibility of the life in Christ Jesus. I want you to enjoy the reality of the prayers that you pray. That you will not just pray, but you will pray according to God's will. So that means you must know God's will to pray the prayer. Every time you pray the will of God, you are assured of victory. You are assured of answers. You would know what to do. You would hear God's voice. You would hear the instructions. And then you'll be able to put things in place for your life. But you've got to start from somewhere. Tonight, Likima Supranda Libosha. Ki Baroko Suprahinda Labasumprenosu. Your children, wake up into the reality of who you are. They wake up into having more confidence, knowing that every time they talk to you, they receive, hallelujah. They hear, hallelujah. They know what to do, glory to God. Imborokoto halembredishe, vandele vasufradoso falefeli farakata, emburush ebrodos, ekilanko sukranda lebrandia, lambondoli barakata yegede, zuzuzu lefira afurukushuto. Wikiyamoso mandala baso preduce. In the name of Jesus, I speak possibilities into the path of everyone that hear me tonight. I speak oparose mekilika ronto lembronosa. If you're here and you would like to rededicate yourself to the Father, go ahead and do that. Yes, go ahead and do that. Tell him, Lord Jesus, that we're going on a new journey together on this matter. Yes, tell him. We're going on a new journey together on this matter. This matter is over as long as I am injecting God's word. As long as I am doing the things that I'm being taught and I'm staying with the word of God, this matter is over. This matter would not make me feel disadvantaged again, or make me sad again, or make me feel that things are not working. This matter has come to an end as far as I'm concerned. Then you begin to speak God's word. You speak God's word. But tonight, let's just talk in other tongues, all right? You're going to learn. Now that you have learned that, you're going to do that. From tonight, tomorrow, next month, just start with God's word. Start with God's word. Don't speak those matters yet. Let the word of God be full on your inside. Then you release power. It's like you load a gun. When you load the gun, the first thing you do is you cock it. when you are done with the bullet inside, you now cock it. Like, okay, ready? All right? Ready before you shoot. So that's point of putting the bullet in and cocking. Those two periods are the time of you and I just digesting the word. We're digesting the word. Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So you begin to do what? You are digesting faith. You are allowing faith work on your inside. So the more you allow God's word, the more you know that no, victory is assured of you. So what do? You now speak the situation, knowing fully well that you have what you say. I've got what I say tonight.
Come on, I've got what I said tonight. In Borusa, and for the rest of my life, I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. Don't be in a haste to release the word yet. Let's be in a haste, hallelujah, to speak God's word every day, every day, every day, knowing fully that victory is assured. Hallelujah. When you got the word, you got victory. When you got the word, you got victory. I said, when you got the word, you got victory. Victory is all that you and I must live for the rest of our lives. We live in this. This is divine. Hey, kiyamukut. Come on, talk in other tongues tonight. Declare, Lord, I believe your word. Imorosha makataya. I believe your word. Ibirusu mindolosa. I believe your word. Ike yamaka rokotoya. I am a believer of your word. This word works for me. I release God's word for every situation of my life, and it never remains the same. In the name of Jesus, ekia nako sonte lebande, brindoli branono mrinano, zoveli kefuso fara kadosha, mandala bashiada kiara, rabakaya labakata, endereroso, ekiando libro nono kinana kusumbro, embrono sumana shabarande, eke. Araba sombre nosa inanashi anasha nana inana enkeyene igaragadosa ala bronono kiana mondole iprokoso kataya la bronde imbronoso manto libronoshe shantaya la bakotuye lekia la gadosa. In the name of Jesus, ovaroso marokoto andalaba sempre nosa ekeyene gedo so carabasa mando di bronoshia nania noso e yala kia kaya kaya aha ala bala baraba oro sunta handele boshe kaya la bosa. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Imarama somprenosa e file fuso varadosa malabre kete libronosha gendolobos. In the name of Jesus, akuso krada lubrono embronoso filabanta labande ikelekisa kiadasa zande libra de karokoto. In the name of Jesus, aluso varokotosa. In the name of Jesus, mayate yele nonos enoloso felekirabaka lembrokoto lebronkata ekelekirabasanta yalabosh. In the name of Jesus, glory, glory to God, hallelujah. Marabason pradose ekele kiradoso fredoroso vando libra nike yara gadoso andalike dia la mondo libra noso vele vuso vovole varavayede ekuso mankataya la bondo o grada akia manene kibonono imbronoso brande libra noso fre. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Aya baba 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 barokoto brandele brinene bruzo vrazo file bruno no simene mandeli barakata mandeli barakata eko sokoto ikayanda la maronto. In the name of Jesus, faith rise in our home. As our faith rise in our heart, we know what to do. We know how to do what to do. In the name of Jesus, we fire on. We fire on. We speak God's word. In anashiando, In those, in our down days, we speak God's word. Our up days, we speak God's word. In every situation, God's word it is. And the name of Rosa, there's no better life. Eke yere yere yarada. Enduroso do na 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 nasa. Come on, we rise, we rise, we rise. Progressive rising in the name of Jesus. We rise, we rise, we rise. Progressive rising in the name of Jesus. Rising with testimonies. Rising knowing that we are advantageous. Rising knowing we got answers. Rising, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Rising with joy in our heart. Rising knowing all things are working together for our good. Rising, 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 rising. Come on, we go. Habarosha keyadosa. In a no sumanta la brandorosa. Akutu akutu menene vandoli barakato yerege doso inana shanana runono shenene lambronosa lambrekiada eke yereba suprodosha. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, tonight. Hallelujah. I could go on and on with your people, but I thank you because you already are speaking to everyone tonight. You already are helping everyone tonight. You already are putting a word in their hearts tonight. You already are helping them through the process of knowing you better tonight. Lord, I thank you for a reminder and a renewal of mind tonight. I declare, Lord Jesus, as everyone puts these things into action, they would not just see another side of you, but they would enjoy more testimonies as they do in the name of Jesus. I speak your word over everyone. I declare that all things truly work together for everyone in this house. In the name of Jesus, I declare that they rise like an edifice, higher and higher. Oh, glory to God. Higher and higher, making tremendous progress in the name of Jesus. I declare that you advance in the name of Jesus. I declare that the things that are impossible to you becomes possible from tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare that you will face your giant, and like David, you will kill your giant in the name of Jesus. I declare that what belongs to you in this season comes your way in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed going out. You are blessed coming in. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. The fruit of your body is blessed. For those of us that are pregnant, I speak that the fruit of your womb is blessed. There will be no complications in your bodies in the name of Jesus. For those that are expectant, I speak over your body. I declare that your bodies are healed. Your bodies receive the fruits in the name of Jesus. I declare that your marriages are well for those that are married. I declare that marriages are doing well. For those that are single, I declare that you will not just search for the wrong person. Bible says, if I find a wife, find a good thing, you will find good in this season in the name of Jesus. For the ladies amongst us, I declare that you rise up, you build yourself, you become better and better every day. You are located in the name of Jesus. You will not be stranded. You will not be stranded in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I speak life over every situation in this house. I declare you receive the life of God. The life of God that brings life to every situation, to bring life to every dead thing around us. We speak life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for tonight. Come on, go ahead. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Se kalambo linkranose. Thank him, Father. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him, Father. We thank you. We thank him. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, you are good and there is none like you. You are good and there is none like you. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Lembro kuso pradosha mania bandeli kradoso karoso fanda libradosa. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God perito dosa. Say gadosha manasa. Go ahead, declare. Say, God, you are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. And there is none like you. Hallelujah. Thank you guys for always joining me. Thank you.
Thank you for tonight. You're gonna have a good night rest. All right. So make sure you relax. I mean, get into the weekend knowing that you can rest. All right. And before you hit hard again on Monday. God bless you guys. Enjoy the weekend. All right. If you have questions whatsoever, please always reach out. If there's something you need me to agree personally with you concerning, reach out. Okay. Love you guys. Love you so much. Love you. Love you so much. Hallelujah.
Stay.